to convince people that to do good is good, bad, bad. Because we know this. We already know. You know, it's interesting, when I was preparing for this speech, I was sort of thinking a lot about think tanks, and the CCPA is not a think tank. Some people say it's a left-wing think tank. It's not. It's a public policy research institute. It's longer, but it's important. It's an important distinction. Why? Because tanks are for creatures in captivity. They swim in circles. The food is free. The water is foul. So let the Friedmanites have their billion-dollar think tanks. I'd rather be with the CCPA, roaming wild and free on the untamed intellectual plains. Thank you.
That was Naomi Klein speaking on Becoming Shock Resistant, Confronting the Rise of Disaster Capitalism, at the BC Centre for Policy Alternatives 10th Anniversary Fundraiser in February 2007. Naomi Klein is an award-winning journalist, syndicated columnist, and author of the international bestseller No Logo.
His expression of his emotions through mankind's first drum. Small, small, larger, changed the shape, became a show of drum, and the beat grew more complex. The cadence was picked up, and different beats began to have different meanings. The expression grew into a more refined art form, percussion, music, the fundamental monitor from space to space.
All right, that right there was Kid Koala. And, well, actually, it wasn't Kid Koala only. It was Martin Tetro and Kid Koala. They've released together an album called Phono Victo. And let's see, what can I tell you? The song we heard was called Drumoscope. And a little background for you on Kid Koala, if you weren't quite sure. His name is actually Eric San, S-A-N. And he was born in 74, and he's originally from Vancouver, and he got his start DJing in clubs here in the late 80s. So let's say late 80s, that would be like, I don't know, 88 maybe. So in the year 88, he would have been like 14. Oh, good God. Can you imagine? Anyways, I guess that's where the kid comes from. And he then moved on to Montreal, where he went to school. He went to McGill. He's also a certified teacher. So, and I think it's actually for the primary grades. So how interesting. One very interesting guy. I really like Kid Koala, and never had the opportunity to see him. Well, I might have had the opportunity. Never took it, though. Yeah, there you go. I would like to see him, though. I'd love to see Kid Koala. And apparently he toured in 2001 with Radiohead. And his band Bullfrog. The band Bullfrog? That would be him. Okay, I did not know that Radiohead deal, though, in 2001. That's pretty cool. Okay, so it is 6:37, and you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That would be my show here. The focus is on Canadian music. It's all Canadian music for the next hour and 24 minutes. And, of course, the station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Anyways, I'm your host, Anita B. And we're going to move on and listen to how about some... Oh... Pink Mountain Tops. That's what we're going to listen to. Yeah. And Pink Mountain Tops, they are a local band. And the album this is from is called the CBC Radio 3 Sessions. It's volume 3. The song is called Erected. And there are 12 songs on this compilation of... In my opinion, the more interesting ones are, I don't know, Joel Plaskett, You Say Party, We Say Die, to a certain extent, Tegan and Sarah. Yeah, anyways, okay, so this right here is Pink Mountain Tops on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Your mind, but that's not how.
a dream. Between the click of the light and the start of the dream. Between the click of the light and the start of the dream. Between the click of the light and the start of the dream.
Yeah.
from Vancouver. That is the New Pornographers with their song The Body Says No from their 2000 album. I think it's 2000. Yep. On Mint Records. Mass Romantic. There you go. Before that, we heard Arcade Fire, who happened to be on Merge Records out of North Carolina. Yes, I think it's Chapel Hill. With their song No Cars Go from their new album, newish album. It's not totally new, but it's their most recent release, Neon Bible. And before that, we heard local guys, Pink Mountaintops, with their song Erected from the new compilation, which is the CBC Radio 3 Sessions Volume 3. All right, it is 6:53. I'm looking at the clock. I'm so used to digital stuff, right? That I'm like, okay, the big hand is right before the 11. Okay, so 6:53, and I'll give you a quick little weather update if you're interested. So tonight, the low in Vancouver will be 3 degrees Celsius, of course. And then tomorrow's high is 8, and apparently is going to be raining and windy for the next day or so, as well as overnight. There you go. There's your weather report. I could be Tamara Taggart, couldn't I? There you go. Okay. So you are listening not to Tamara Taggart, but to Anita B. And this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, where it is all Canadian music. And the show goes from 6:30 till 8 every Wednesday, except for the first Wednesday of each month, at which point that is Miko Hoffman and her show, and Sometimes Why. Alrighty. So this is my first show back in, I guess, like 3 weeks. I was away for Boxing Day. Luckily, I got a nice fill-in, so that was good. And then Miko was here last week, and it is already 2008. So I can't believe, what is it, January 9th already? There you go. Okie dokie then. Let's move on and listen to some more Canadian music. I will tell you, though, if you haven't ventured outside in a while, it's pretty gross out there. This morning was awful, wasn't it? I left the house at my usual time, approximately 8 a.m., right around there, and I was shocked as to the intensity of the rain. It was just so loud. It was like coming down so hard that it was just like this awful humming, drumming sound. It was crazy. And I say this because I was away for the holidays for 11 nights back in Windsor, which in the, you know, a lot of people like to make fun of Ontario from Vancouver. I don't know why. It's weird. You don't hear this like Vancouver bashing in Ontario. But once I came to Vancouver 11 years ago, almost exactly. It was amazing how much Toronto bashing I heard here. It was bizarre. And I was like, oh, really? We didn't know that you guys didn't like us. But anyways, me not being from Toronto proper, from Windsor, but where the weather wasn't even that bad. I got used to not raining. That was nice. And I moved back here. Well, come back, and I'm like, oh God, back to this again. But that's okay, because Vancouver has its pluses, doesn't it? That's right. And one of those pluses, nice segue, huh? Would happen to be the evaporators. So it'd be nice, actually, if they could evaporate our weather. You know, I never thought of that. I wonder if that was the intent of the name. The Evaporators. That's interesting. I'm now putting two and two together for the first time on air. Anywho, the name of their album is called Gassy Jack and Other Tales. This is new, and we are going to hear... Oh, I just love the names of their songs. How about Crispy Space Bacon? That sounds good. That would be song 13 of this lovely 15 song album. Okay, this right here is The Evaporators, and you are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM, coming at you from the campus of UBC.
Where's the stars in the photo? Where's the proof? Miss the moto. Where's the dust? Another lander, what I'm saying ain't a slander. Did you see the face on Mars? Did you see all the scars? Gus Grissom wouldn't lie, so they
It's another song in this key, yeah, but this one's about me. I may not want to hear the words to G.
All right, that right there is Sloan. Sloan hailing originally from Halifax, and from what I believe, probably still in Toronto. That was from their 96 Murder Records album, One Chord to Another. And we heard the song G Turns to D. I haven't played that one in ages. Okay, so before Sloan, we heard Come On with their song All Time High from their album, which would be called Bottled Lightning of an All Time High. And the band Come On features Ian Blurton. They're from Toronto, and there you go. And then before that, we heard, excuse me, the incredibly skippy song, Crispy Space Bacon from The Evaporators. They have a new album out. This was from it. It's called Gassy Jack and Other Tales. And what was I going to tell you about that? Oh, sorry about the skipping there. It wasn't my fault. The CD just kept cutting out and then coming back in just as I was about to put the next song on, and then repeating that. It was very tricky. It was like there really was a ghost in the machine. All right, it is 7:07, and we're going to move on and listen to something from a Victoria band. I am talking about Frog Eyes, and they have a new album. I don't know about new, but yeah, a semi-new album. Let's call it that. It's called Tears of the Valedictorian, and the song I quite enjoy from this one is called Caravan Breakers. They prey on the weak and the old. They have such quirky song titles. Yes, they do, those Frog Eyes. This is a long one. It's over 7 minutes, but it's a good one. It's a long one, but a good one, so hopefully you enjoy it. This is all being heard on my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, on CITR 101.9 FM, and I happen to be your host, Anita B. All right, here is Frog Eyes.
Generation destroyed, devoid of conviction, conflicted, annoyed, kicked at and worn down 666 beat, looking for the next quick fix. Unpopular prophets with problems, up against angels in disguise who want to rob them. They didn't want to end up crushed by God's embrace in the age of the cold wind blowing and dogs in space. Faces are fading, they're the loneliest drunk. Empty rooms haunted by Thelonious Monk. Felonious punks and plate glass squares that see empty eyes that look straight past theirs. Street walking cheaters with a gun in each hand who are lost at sea and are desperate to reach land. Orpheus descending, swimming in the crooked waters. Hello, Sid Vicious. Goodbye, Brooklyn Dodgers. No joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like 57, 57, 57, 57, 1957, Chevy Bel Air interior, Velvet specialty, Bloody Prolly, Stereo, Buddy Holly, Elvis Presley, Black Flame Trilogy, quadruple outer bass, battle sites, Little Rock, satellites in outer space, words won't help, but a few bucks can.
crew cuts and black leather, Ku Klux Klan. Men wear hats, in fact, harems are shared. Opiates addicted to and parents are scared. The underground is real, deliver greens to river queens. Perpetual motion of free thinkers and libertines. Suffer alone all night with pains. Hooked on drums in a fight with chains. It's Faulkner and Baldwin, insult and curse reality. Spy versus spy and the cult of personality. What can the numbers and the words in my head mean? Kilroy was here and so was Buster Crabbe and Ed Gein. No joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. 57. 57. 57. 57. 1957. The pen keeps moving in attempt to sink the jingoes. Fight them with hula hoops, frisbees and pink flamingos. Up running all night, late sleep ordered. Have gun, will travel, great leap forward. Man on a corner with dark glasses, free and preaching. Appetite is monstrous, diet is Dionysian. All over the world, so much peril in one show. Playwright Arthur Miller marries Marilyn Monroe. Hard rain falling, baby sleeping in God's palms. Alarm clocks ringing, warrior monks and bomb squads. Invasion of the body snatchers, clairvoyants and mediums. Believers in nothing, speed freaks and bohemians. Red is the new black, identity files. Rebels and grand dragons, obscenity trials. Lolita and Bobby Fischer, country no part is red. Just black and white, Humphrey Bogart is dead. No joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat like, shh, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat like, shh, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat like, shh, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat like,
all right, that right there was the Haligonian Buck 65. We heard the song, excuse me, 1957 off his new album Situation. There you go. Before that, we heard Frog Eyes with a song, Caravan, oh God, Caravan something. Caravan Breakers, They Prey on the Weak and Old from their album, Tears of the Valedictorian. Or if you want to look at it a different way, it could be Tears of the Valedictorian. But I think it's really Tears. And then before that, we heard something from Sloan. Oh, I think I explained all that, didn't I? Did I really? Yeah, somehow I feel like I'm repeating myself. Well, you know, in case you didn't know, that's what we listened to. So we're going to move on. And but before I do, I just need to tell you that you are listening to my show here, which is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm your host, Anita B. And the next song we're going to hear is from Local Boys, the Robosexuals. They may not be fully together, which means they may not be fully broken up, though. But anyways, they released an album a few years ago, and it's called Mistakes Enough for Everyone. And this is my favorite song off of it. It's called Women and Men. And what else can I tell you? That's about it, I guess. You are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Here's the Robosexuals.
I'm Come one, come all. Join the CITR bandwagon of friends by hooking yourself up with a Friends of CITR card.
Yeehaw! It's the best way to get cheap gear at rad stores and shops around the city. And if you're already a member, you get a big discount on the card as well.
You can purchase your Friends of CITR card at the station or at any special events CITR sponsors, such as concerts, membership drives, gardens, and shindig.
Get yours quick for the special discount treatment you deserve at stores where you go all the time. Stores and shops include The Eatery, The Bite Kitchen, Scratch Records, RX Comics, and Hits Boutique.
Check out a complete list of stores at www.citr.ca.
Okay, this next song coming up is a request. Robert has called in and is asking for... Well, he was looking for the Bloggers, or I think it was the Beelines, but I couldn't find the latter, so I've got the Bloggers up. This song is off their album, which was released recently. It's called, I think it's called Hockey Dad, and we're going to hear the song A Marathon Man on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Now the lounge is full of farmers for the 7:30 draw. Teammates all left before they had to buy a round. When they pull the 50-50 and I've lost again, I'll go. Maybe have one more brown one for the snowy road. All the championship bands going yellow on the wall. Add my name when it gets closer to last call. So Elvira brings my bottle, hold it up and let it bend. The figures of two rings battling an extra end. And I'm peeling off the label as they peel a corner guard. To the tune of hurry, hurry hard. And my popcorn squeaks a question, wonders why I'm not at home. Where you wait beside a silent telephone. Doodle circles within circles all alone. Have to stop myself. Earl staring, glaring, disapprovingly.
slide right through our days. I'm always throwing hackway.
Right off, no, never, never, ever, ever. Right off, no, never, never, ever, never. Right off, no, never, ever, never, ever. Right off.
Hello, Micro. We're at 8,000 feet, perishing cold, and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Boys, let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Marty Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece in the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
I put my headphones on and sang the blues. The winter ended and the weeds all grew. Where does the fun begin? Here at my nightmare's end. Summertime, you're such a crime. I took my headphones off and heard the news. Summer imploded and you flowers bloom. Where does the fun begin? Here at my nightmare's end. Summertime, you're such a crime. Oh, you say you know me and you speak so convincingly.
All right, that right there from Toronto was The Flashing Lights with their song Summertime Club from their album Where the Changes, which was released back in, about 2000. Let's say 2000? Yeah, something like that. And of course, The Flashing Lights members, I guess only Matt Murphy, I'm thinking, was the, he was the only member who was in the Super Friends, originally from Halifax. So there you go. Okay, we heard The Weaker Thens in there with their song Tournament of Hearts from their new album Reunion Tour, The Weaker Thens being out of Winnipeg. and a local band, The Bloggers. And that was a request we heard prior to the Weaker Thens from Robert for Nathan. The Bloggers song we heard was Marathon Man from their album Hockey Dad. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where you hear all Canadian music. That is the deal. I'm here until 8 o'clock, at which point Val Cormier takes over. So she's here from 8 till 10 with her show, Folk Oasis. And then from 10 to 11, we've got Julia and her show, Juice Box. Alrighty. That is our evening lineup. Oh, and if you want to listen to even further, Hans Kloss comes in with his show, Misery Hour. That's from 11 until 2. Okie dokie now. What are we going to listen to now? I've got something ready for us. My brain just kind of stopped. All right. We're going to hear something from one of my favorite all-time classic CDs, which is Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 77 to 88. It's a compilation of 48 songs. The song we are going to hear right now is The Dish Rags. Their song is, I want to make sure I've got this queued up correctly. Yeah, that's right. Okay, good. I Don't Love You. And, of course, The Dish Rags being a three-piece girl band who originated from Victoria and continued their career about a year later in Vancouver. That's what I can tell you off the top of my head. Yeah, so here's The Dish Rags on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Come up, feel like they're the same. Will you say you were right all along? Country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. Kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
All right, from Windsor, that would be the Pumons. That album is called By Surprise and it was released 11 years ago. I know that for a fact because the month I moved to Vancouver, which would have been January of 07, which was exactly 11 years ago. Can anybody believe that? But yes, that song, that record was, I think, number one on the college charts. Number one. And then that was it. That was it for the Pumons. Oh, well. Anyways, the song was called By Surprise, the title track. And then before that, we heard something from the Chilliwack Boys, Mystery Machine. The song we heard was Pound for Pound from their 10-speed album, which was released back in 95 on Network Records. Excuse me, my throat. I'm just getting over a long-lasting, annoying kind of cough, phlegmy thing. So I'm in the very, very tail end of it, but whatever. Okay, before that, we heard the Frenetics out of Montreal with their song, Wishful Thinking, from the compilation Syrup and Gasoline Volume 2, and that would be a Grenadine Records release. Okie dokie now, we have 5 minutes, and Val is in the house. Val Cormier and her show, Folk Oasis, which starts in, 5 minutes, you guessed it. So in the meantime, I'm going to play us something from the Mint Records compilation, the CBC Radio 3 Sessions. And the band we're going to hear is one that I know quite well, personally. That would be Pluto. Let's see. What can I tell you about them? Except that I have a Pluto offspring of my own and a second one on the way. So guess which member it's with. No. Actually, all of the Pluto guys have babies now, by the way, in case you're curious. So, yeah. Okay, so we're going to hear the song Failure, which is... It was recorded for Nightlines back in October of 94. And it was from their Cool Way to Feel album, which was released in 95. I guess that's all I need to tell you. This right here is Pluto on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh, I should tell you to listen to my show next week. I would happen to be Anita B. And the show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, where all Canadian music is played for an hour and a half. All right, here you go, Pluto, on CITR.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Fun!
While
Fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
Fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet